USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
This is not over, and you, as well as future witnesses, are on notice that fulsome answers are expected promptly. This hearing is adjourned.
House Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlatte ending a 10-hour hearing over former FBI agent Peter Strzok's text messages with former FBI attorney Lisa Page that were critical of then-candidate Donald Trump during the presidential campaign. Some Republicans say the texts show anti-Trump bias in the FBI. During the hearing, Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly of Virginia read a series of what he said are emails written by Republicans, also critical of Trump during the campaign.
It sounds like when you were writing these emails in the heat of the campaign, you had a lot of good company on the Republican side of the aisle, and now you're an orphan. I wonder what changed.
A top Republican, Louis Gohmert, asked the smirking Strzok whether he was lying under oath, the same way he lied to his wife while he carried on an affair with now former FBI lawyer Lisa Page. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
On his first official trip to the country, President Donald Trump says a soft Brexit will kill the chances of a trade deal between the U.S. and the U.K. In an interview with The Sun released Thursday, Trump said Prime Minister Theresa May did the opposite of how he advised her to negotiate the deal.
Well, I think the deal that she's striking is not what the people voted on. It's a much different deal than the people voted on. It was not the deal that was in the referendum.
Ahead of his upcoming meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki next week, President Trump, speaking to reporters Thursday, called Putin a, quote, competitor, not an enemy. That comment drew ire from Delaware Senator Chris Coons, who, along with Democratic and Republican counterparts, called on the president to take a hard line against Putin in the meeting.
He is not a competitor. He is our adversary. He is our enemy. Putin's Russia poses a profound threat to democracy, not just in the United States, but throughout Western Europe.
For now, Mr. Trump will spend one night in London. He's expected to spend the majority of his visit to the UK outside of major cities and insulated from the public at various palaces or country estates. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Build-A-Bear workshops across the country were bombarded with customers wanting to take advantage of a major promotional event, a one-day deal, buy a stuffed furry friend for the price of your child's age. But it was too good of a deal. Crowds lined up outside the workshops, forcing a number of them to close due to crowd safety concerns. The company called the response overwhelming and unprecedented. The customized stuffed animals usually sell for about $25 or more. Many disappointed parents took to its Facebook page, blaming the company for poor planning. What parent could pass up a chance to get a coveted bear for their two-year-old for just $2? A House panel has okayed a new bill that could award tax breaks for things like gym memberships, exercise classes, even safety equipment. They'd be considered medical expenses, enabling people to use their tax-advantaged health savings accounts and flexible spending accounts to pay for them. Don't look for Dwayne The Rock Johnson's name on a presidential ballot anytime soon. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The actor who's currently starring in the action thriller Skyscraper is saying that he doesn't see running for the White House in 2020. The former pro wrestler and current action movie star says running for president requires something that he doesn't have yet.
I'm missing that one thing political experience.
Since 2016, Johnson has suggested that he might run someday, but he says it's not going to be in 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.